Prime Minister has placed so-called cancel culture at the centre of his pitch for new laws to protect from religious discrimination. Scott Morrison introduced his long-promised bill into Parliament today, saying that no one should have to worry about offending an anonymous person on social media over statements of faith. But some in the LGBTI community fear it'll just open the way to abuse and add to the anguish that young people face when coming out. And one pastor believes when it comes to cancel culture, the church is hardly innocent. David Lipson on what's unfolded today.
I'm very pleased to present the Religious Discrimination Bill.
The Prime Minister himself brought to Parliament the Religious Discrimination Bill he says is needed to ensure people of faith don't fall foul of existing discrimination laws.
This bill ensures people can't be persecuted for moderately expressing a reasonable belief. What could be fairer than that?
Scott Morrison stressed nothing in the bill allows for any discrimination against a student on the basis of their sexuality or gender identity.
Such discrimination has no place in our education system.
Presenting it not as a sword, but a shield for people of faith who fear attacks on social media.
Many people from various religious traditions are concerned about the lack of religious protection against the prevalence of cancel culture in Australian life. It's true, it's there, it's real.
Cancel culture has become a totemic gripe for conservatives and libertarians around the world.
It's a movement which sanctions people who have points of view or express points of view that are deemed to be unacceptable.
But how big an issue is it really for people of faith? Peter Curti is from the Centre for Independent Studies, a libertarian think tank.
I don't get the sense that people are fearful, but I think people are some people are thinking twice about what they say, and they're thinking twice about whether or not to make public their points of view. And I know that people have said to me that they're concerned about whether or not it's okay to say to somebody, "Can I pray for you?" So I think there is trepidation.
Christian conservatives often point to a case involving Tasmanian Archbishop Julian Porteous, who was investigated after distributing a booklet to Catholic students titled "Don't Mess with Marriage" during the debate over same-sex marriage. Here's Liberal Senator Eric Abetz.
He was brought before the Tasmanian Discrimination Tribunal on the basis that that teaching was allegedly somehow offensive. If that can happen to an archbishop, it can happen to absolutely anyone within our society.
The complaint was made by a Greens candidate, and it was ultimately dropped anyway.
Sometimes what appears to be discrimination or cancelling is actually a loss of dominance.
That's Reverend Chris Shaleen, a professor of theology at the Star King School for the Ministry in Oakland, California. He points to an experience he had while serving as a pastor at a Southern Baptist church in North Carolina when the local school dropped the daily Christian prayer in favor of a moment of silence.
And for a number of the people in this community, it had the feeling of persecution or discrimination to them. And for me, even though I was serving as a pastor in this community, I saw it as an opportunity for greater fairness and for more respect for the diversity of beliefs in our community.
And he sees some parallels between cancel culture and excommunication by the church.
In both cases, it's a process of attempting to call people to account for behaviors that are deemed unacceptable in the community.
To some, it's an engaging academic argument. To others, religious protection is, in itself, an article of faith. But the question opponents of the bill keep asking is, what is the problem that needs fixing in a society even the Prime Minister describes as the most successful multi-faith nation on the planet?
They want the privilege of being able to insult people who have done nothing wrong. They are just born with a diverse sexual orientation or gender identity, and that's it.
That's Shelley Argent, a mum involved with PFLAG, Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. She says what's playing out again on TV and radio is having grave consequences in the real world. Does it feel like you're reliving the same-sex marriage plebiscite
yes.
again?
And it's very unsettling. It's very unsettling. Now, I know of a young person who only last week suicided. And again, that would be because of it's all just so unsettling. They're trying to find out where they fit in the world. And with this sort of stuff going on, they're finding that there's really nowhere that they fit.
Shelley Argent is a PFLAG mum. David Lipson, our reporter there. And for help for yourself or anyone you know who might be struggling, Lifeline is a service that you can call. Their number is 13 11 14.